Track 4.
第四音轨。
All around the world.
世界啪啪走。
Page 22 to page 27.
第22页到第27页。
Sydney, a visual feast in Australia.
雪梨，澳洲视觉飨宴之城。
When Jorn Utzon won a competition to design Australia's National Opera House, he was just an unsung Danish architect. He probably didn't know his design would become Sydney's most famous landmark. It is on the shores of Sydney Harbour in Sydney, Australia.
Sydney Opera House.
Many concerts and important events take place here,with over 2,000 performances a year. Its famous curved roof sections look like orange segments to some people, but they are universally known as sails. The Royal Botanic Garden, Sydney.
Stretching over 74 acres, the Royal Botanic Garden is a short stroll from the Sydney Opera House.It features thousands of native and exotic plants and flowers. The Palace Rose Garden boasts different lovely roses. You can experience the symphony of colorful roses with your family in the romantic air. Surrounding the garden is the Domain, which offers a lot of green space and sports areas. Not only the garden,But also the domain is open every day of the year, and access to them is free.
The Domain.
Wildlife Sydney Zoo.
Wildlife Sydney Zoo sits right in the heart of Sydney. You can see Australia's five most famous animals here, the koala, the wombat, the crocodile, the platypus, and the kangaroo.Guests are not permitted to touch the koalas. One of the most educational things to do in the zoo is to let kids learn about the importance of animal conservation.
The oldest part of the city is called the Rocks. More than 100 historic buildings survive in this area. In the Rocks Discovery Museum,You can check out how traditional Aboriginal lands transformed into a tourist hotspot.
The Rocks.
Sydney Fish Market.
The Sydney Fish Market is the largest market in the Southern Hemisphere. Various seafood is available at reasonable prices.
You can enjoy a delicious meal in the sea breeze, but keep in mind,that some of the stalls only accept cash. So make sure you bring enough change with you.
Key words.
Visual. Competition. Design. Performance. Segment. Botanic garden. Stroll. Feature. Boast. Space.Heart, conservation, survive, aboriginal, transform, available, reasonable, stall.
听完这篇内容，我们来做做看以下的题目吧。
Challenge the exam. 1. What is one reason the Sydney Opera House is famous? A.It is shaped like a mountain. B. Its roof looks like sails. C. It is used only for operas. 2. Where is the Sydney Opera House located? A. In the center of a desert. B. On top of a mountain. C. On the shores of Sydney Harbour. 3. What kind of events are held at the Sydney Opera House?A. Concerts and important events. B. Only weddings. C. Car shows. 4. Which place is just a short walk from the Sydney Opera House? A. Wildlife Sydney Zoo. B. Sydney Fish Market. C. The Royal Botanic Garden, Sydney. 5. Which of the following animals is not listed as one of the five famous animals in Wildlife Sydney Zoo? A. Kangaroo. B. Koala. C. Panda. 6. What does the word boast mean in this reading? A. To brag. B. To have something special. C. To build. 7. What can people learn at the Rocks Museum? A. How to fish. B. How to cook local food. C. How the place became a tourist hotspot. 8. What can kids learn at Wildlife Sydney Zoo? A. The importance of animal conservation. B. How to ride a kangaroo. C. How to cook seafood. 9. What does the word unsung mean in the reading? A. Well known. B. Not praised. C. Too loud. 10. What does Sydney Fish Market offer? A. Clothes and shoes. B. Various seafood at reasonable prices. C. Only expensive meals. 11. What should you remember when visiting Sydney Fish Market? A. Some stalls only take cash. B. The market is closed on weekends. C. No food is sold there. 12. What does the word historic mean in this reading? A. Boring. B. Important in history. C. Imaginary.